Welcome back on a beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I. Here with the Vogelbogger, Matty G, Peanut, Kevy Kev. Welcome to the bunker. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Mossberg Firearms Studios. Wow. Great to be back home in the bunker, Vogelbogger.
I like the bunker.
And I'm glad you survived the breakfast sandwiches. Matty G, how was your sandwich? Did you enjoy your sandwich this morning, my friend?
Oh, I enjoyed my sandwich. It was wow.
I like it when it's a while. We have a rapid changing outdoor industry. I could do probably two or three shows on a little bit of this information, but I wanted to talk a little bit in this segment about losing hunter numbers. Hunters are an aging group, and we're losing numbers. Rob Keck, a great friend that was the CEO of the Turkey Federation for many years, works over at Bass Pro Shops now, Redhead Team. He did a great, great program at the Legends last August about us losing hunter numbers and what we need to do. And there is some programs out there that's working, like Gary Mason with the Legends of the Outdoors doing the high school bass tournaments with the college. We got a gentleman here in Missouri that does high school kids with bass tournaments. There's a lot of things going on. When I was a kid, of course, they shot archery every PE in school. I don't know if they do that much anymore, but we're really losing the numbers. And young people, at one time we were losing to the malls and video games, and now electronic media type thing. But what's happened with our outdoor television, and part of this is about the outdoor television, the Guns of Autumn, when we had Babe Winkleman on last week, and he made a very good point. When Guns of Autumn came out in the late 70s, it knocked outdoor television off the air. It was regular network TV, ABC, which was the American Sportsman, and Babe Winkleman was the first hunting show to come back on. And if you notice the changes over the years, I could go on and on about guns, you know, the attack we get on guns, attack on hunting, animals, and things like that. But boy, has it really changed. The anti-hunting groups are so strong and have so much money. And as we grow older and we're not recruiting enough people, you know, the permit sales aren't what they used to be. The number of people hunting, the numbers of harvest animals. And then I see things that really bother me is that you see game and fish commissions shifting more to bird watching, hikers, biking and things. There's nothing wrong with those things. But it's, for instance, at Johnson Mountain, they gated off my mountain. And, you know, so everybody can enjoy it. And they got a big lock and a gate on it. And I've talked to the Forest Service about it. But they say, well, now I can enjoy it, you know, with other people and you know, that type of thing. And both times I went up there, I ran into one with a GPS on his phone looking for a hidden treasure. And then bike riders came up on the glade that I always sit on and shoot my video on cameras. And I hunted, you know, my family hunted there for generations. And every deer season, generations of families have their annual deer camp up there. They can't go in there now. You got to walk in. They say it's better. But what I'm saying, if it's for hunting, to make hunting better that you have walk-in area, then why isn't it the gate a thing with information about hunting and places for you to park? They just literally locked us out. And there's more and more of that going on, and I really don't like that. You know, when I was a kid in school, guns and hunting family, farm families, you know, those things are gone. Dinner tables, we're all the family together, and we've got such a messed up society today. And I know that's got a lot to do with it. Maybe the electronic media could change the tide, because what I have here is something a little different. Those things I was talking about, it says, the article was, is outdoor hunting TV dead? And said 10 years ago, turning on the TV is one of the only ways to watch your favorite hunters and anglers harvest big game animals, rod breaking fish, et cetera, et cetera. Television schedule shifted to showcase the adventure of hunting shows as they took you on a polished 22-minute long hunt that ended in an incredible trophy. Over the past 5 years, outdoor television engagement has shifted from highly edited, highly scripted shows that appear on stations like the Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, Pursuit Channel, et cetera, to YouTube and Facebook. And they really have. And I have a great friend in the hunting industry that was on the Outdoor Channel, and his internet YouTube channel has more views per week than he ever got on the Outdoor Channel. So there's a big, with the increased usage of smartphones and other mobile devices, YouTube, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and podcast service providers are dominating the digital marketplace. So with all this digital stuff, I'm thinking we might start reaching these kids because they're all on these digital things. According to a recent Pew study, 26% of American adults say that they are online almost constantly, and 77% of Americans go online daily basis. As viewership increases and new content is posted daily, it's no secret that emerging digital performances are crushing traditional outdoor TV. That's true. And we have a story time that we do here about outdoor TV. They're their own worst enemy. The look at me, and the terrible way they produce these shows is not helping that at all. It says... This digital is leveraging the playing field and creating new opportunities for longtime hunting celebrities as well as new faces. And that's true. There's a lot of good stuff out there. The switch to digital media in the outdoor space related to the switch, almost everything going digital, said Steve Rinella of The Man Eater. That's where people are watching things, so that's where we want to be. So most of these shows are going to the digital, and I'm hoping that we can start increasing our numbers with our youth and young hunters because now there's easy access for them to get information about hunting, fishing, and the outdoors, which they wasn't getting on traditional TV. I just hope I'm right on this. It says a recent Edison Research and Triton Digital survey found that podcast listeners in America have steadily increased since 2006. 69% of those listeners are using smartphone, tablet, or portable devices. Podcast has really taken off, and we continue to do live radio. I love live radio. We will continue to do live radio, but I'm really looking hard at a YouTube channel for all my hunting stuff and us as a crew, our crew, all of us, with a weekly podcast, because I think we need to go that way, don't you?
Agreed. You know, that's, and you're going to be able to see truer hunts, aren't you?
Yeah. Randy Newberg, Unfiltered TV show, he's on the YouTube channel. He says, everybody told me that we're going to have a bunch of teenagers watch it. Well, I don't think that's all bad, but Newberg's digital reach now spans, including Fresh Tracks with Randy Newberg on Amazon. YouTube and his podcast, however, analysts have shown 84% of his viewership is 25 to 64-year-old. That's incredible. That's incredible. Outdoor TV is going to shrink and struggle, compete with emerging technologies. Brandwatch found that 6 out of 10 people prefer to watch online video platforms over live television. There it is, right there. So this might be the way that we reach the younger generations now. That, I mean, how easy is that for them to see a hunting show, a clean hunting show, something that teaches? And that's the one thing we had Babe on, I mentioned. Babe continues to teach. I mean, so many of these shows didn't teach. And everything that I do, I try to teach. It's not about me when it's not about Babe Winkleman. It's about, look at this. You can do this. This is fun. And share it with friends and family. And that's what it's all about. And if we don't do something pretty soon, we're going to lose this great heritage of hunting as the numbers of people, there's more and more people that don't hunt or don't shoot and don't know. And all they hear in the media is negativity about guns, hunting, in the outdoors. And I've hunted. You look at the years I've hunted and done media hunts and hunted with the kids and all these things. And I'll tell you, and I've had people that I've taken hunting that was didn't really want to go, thought it was silly, and said guns were bad and et cetera. And once they experienced the outdoor experience, my gosh, what a changed person.
Well, look at your views on the youth hunting.
Oh, it's incredible.
And what you worked so hard to get.
Yeah. This is good stuff. Actually, this is really, really good stuff. The future of the outdoor hunting television. Everybody predicted the demise in print when the internet came along, and print is still relevant. It's just morphed into something else and much smaller, says Newberg. Outdoor TV is going to shrink and struggle to compete with emerging technologies. I would say 90% of outdoor companies out there have a better understanding of digital media. Do you remember we did the show here where we had all of our media people and we talked about our young people and Cooper, all of us old guys, talked about print media, Bob Whitehead, versus electronic media. It's not such a bad thing from what I'm gathering out of this. And I'm going to do more research, get this together, and do another show on it because it's important. Because everything that I'm reading, everything I'm hearing from our industry people about the loss of hunting numbers, this might be a way.
The key.
Because these young people can get involved so easy with electronic media. So there's a lot more information here. I'm not going to have time to do that this morning, but let's revisit this, shall we? And do this again.
So something I believe in.
It's good stuff, good stuff. So watch for my YouTube channel coming soon to a YouTube near you.
Woo-hoo.
With that, we need to take a break, and I appreciate you listening this morning. Don't forget to support our sponsors, and we'll see you all on the other side with Michelle Johnson, Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company.
I'll be quiet.
See you on the other side.
I'll be quiet.